Our scripture passage comes today from Psalm 121. It says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The early morning hours of December 11th, 2021 will be a time that is kind of forever etched into our memories. I don't believe any of us will ever forget where we were or what we were doing in the moment that this tornado came through our town. I would guess that most of us were probably in our beds asleep when we were awakened either by our cell phones going off or a weather radio kicking on or sirens going in the distance. But then following that, I'm sure that all of us moved into our safe spaces. You know, perhaps you got into a bathtub. I think Nana told me that's where she and her dog were together. Or you went into your basement, or perhaps you pulled a mattress off your bed to take cover. Or maybe you were like the Vincents and you found yourself all huddled together in a closet. We have this little space underneath our stairs, and it's where we generally, you know, store all of our kids' toys. But we started pulling toys out as quick as we could, and we shoved ourselves inside, and we sat there together. At first, we were reading Brown Bear, Brown Bear, because it's Sam's favorite book, and why not, right? And he sat there, and he played with some of his toys that were still remaining. But then, soon enough, the lights went out. And in that moment, we just kind of like huddled a little closer together. And we started to hear the hail begin to hit our windows around our house. A few moments later, then we began to hear what I can only describe as a very long and loud growl. And as we heard it again, we huddled even closer because it was a harrowing and a very humbling moment. It was in a moment where you kind of realize that you are absolutely, utterly helpless. There is nowhere or nothing or no one to look to except up. You know, I just started kind of like praying very quietly to myself, but not Jeremy. Jeremy started praying as loud as he possibly could, and it was like it became a competition between him and the storm. Like, the louder the growl became, Jeremy got even louder in that moment until finally the tornado had passed through our neighborhood. It seems that the psalmist in Psalm 121 kind of knows how we felt in that moment. It seems that he himself was experiencing one of those helpless times. We aren't told exactly what was going on in his life, whether he was experiencing a natural disaster or if he was going through some personal trial or if there was war raging around him. But what is perfectly clear is that he found himself square in the middle of a threatening situation. And like us, there was nothing and no one that he could turn to in that moment except up. He says that he looked to the mountains and he posed the question, where does my help come from? Before declaring in faith, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It is a psalm of confidence. It is a psalm of confidence that the same Almighty God who had the strength to put every star up in the sky and then who lovingly designed every plant and animal down to the smallest, most minute of detail, that that same God was not just with him, but for him and on his side in that moment. In this moment of his great distress, when he felt absolutely helpless, he trusted. He trusted that the God who never sleeps and who never slumbers, that he was watching over him with the greatest of care in that moment. The psalmist, he invites us to place our trust in that same God today. In the God who is the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. And so I want you to know this morning that the powerful God who made the universe and everything in it, that strong God, he is for you and he is on your side. He is with you. This morning, I want you to know that he never sleeps on you, that he never is turning away, that he is always alert and active in your life. In every moment, but especially when things get difficult. And I want you to know this morning that he is watching over you with the greatest of love and compassion. If you are wondering today where your help comes from, I pray that as we worship together, that you will encounter the one who is indeed your help, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. But there are other people in our community who need to know that today as well. There are so many people in our community who are desperately wondering this morning, where does my help come from? There are people in our community this morning who have lost so much, who have lost their homes, who have lost their loved ones. There are people who have lost their most precious belongings and their livelihoods. There are people who have lost their peace and their sense of safety, and they are wondering if they will ever, ever, ever get it back. There are so many people who feel perhaps like there is nothing and no one to turn to in this moment. But as they look up, my prayer is this. My prayer is that they would see our God, who is their help, in and through us. You see, you and I together, we are the body of Christ here on earth. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, it is through us that Jesus extends his help to the world around us. As St. Teresa of Avila has said, Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. And so, I wanted to share with you guys some practical ways that we can be the body of Christ today. The Red Cross is doing a tremendous job in our community. And they have set up at South Warren Middle and High School. They have a shelter there, and they're trying to send all the resources in our community in that direction. There's a shelter for people to stay there, and then it's a site where donations can come in. And so if you would like to volunteer or donate, that's where you need to go at this point in time. I've been trying to keep up with what they're needing for donations. Right now, what I've been hearing a lot of is that they need tarps, and they need totes, you know, be that like plastic totes or canvas totes, so that people have something to gather their belongings in. We'll try to keep you updated on Broadway's Facebook page on all the different things that are needed in that moment. I saw one post today, though, that was just talking through like everything under the sun that you can think of they need, like from hair ties to phone chargers. And so, if you'd like to donate something, please direct it there. Many people in our community are still without power. And so if If you can, check on your friends and family. See if they need a warm place to come for a little bit, to maybe take a shower or to charge up their cell phone or to do a load of laundry. Some of your neighbors might need help cleaning up their property. And so let's not just be good neighbors. Let's be the best neighbors we can be in this situation. And if you're looking for ways to give, there are two organizations that I would suggest. The first is the Red Cross that is already on the ground and doing such great work here. And the other would be UMCOR. That's the United Methodist Committee on Relief, and they will be sending teams throughout Kentucky to help with cleanup. And so if you'd like to give to those, we're going to send out a push notification later today through our app if you have that. We've also posted links to both of those organizations on our Facebook page, and that's the most efficient way that you can get those funds to them is to give directly to them. But if you'd like to give to them today in the offering when we come for communion, you can just write UMCOR or Red Cross on the memo line of your check, and we'll get it to them as quickly as possible. I know from firsthand experience that so many of you are already at work being the body of Christ in our community, that you've already been offering help to those around you, and I want to thank you so much for that. But I also want us to just remember, every time we come to this table, we remember this call that Christ has placed on our lives. Each time we pray that Christ would take this juice and this bread and he would make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. Why? So that we can be the body of Christ to the world. And then we pray that by his Spirit, Christ would make us one with him and one in ministry, one with him and one with each other. There we go. One with each other. And why? So that we can be in one in ministry to all the world. And so as we come to this table in just a moment, I pray that each of us would look up, that we would remember where our help comes from, and that we would receive the grace that we need in this moment. But I pray that we would also come ready to extend that same grace that we receive to the world around us as the body of Christ.